Welcome to Spotlight in the Lowcountry. This is a space dedicated for the voices that move us, the songs that stay with us, and the artists who pay their dues for the love of moving the masses. Come on in and meet the folks behind your favorite tunes. Without further ado, ladies and gents, our host, Mr. John Martin.
This is John Martin with WVFF 97.7, Spotlight on the Lowcountry. And in the studio today with me is S. Hawk, excellent musician and singer-songwriter.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it. My pleasure.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been everywhere, man. I grew up a Midwestern boy, grew up in Indiana, was born in a little town called Winchester, Indiana. And I've been down here going on 17 years. Started playing music at a young age and had all kinds of influences. And, it's always been my passion and always got something to do, play music. But I don't know, what do you want to know?
Okay, when you write, how do you get inspiration?
It can come from a variety of places. It could be, I think most songwriters write from personal experiences, maybe not 100%, but it may be something. And we got to be careful not to give too much of ourselves away by writing a song about it. It may be something I've seen, someplace I've been, something I heard, or it could be... totally make believe. Try to think of a subject. Don't be afraid to go down the rabbit hole.
If you don't mind, play a song for us.
Play a song for you.
Of course.
I don't know what to start out with here. I could do some originals. I've been working on all kinds of different songs. I've had a lot of influences through the years. I think early on, most people. From the 70s, listened to like Jim Croce, Neil Diamond, Gordon Lightfoot, the Beatles, Paul Simon. And I've always been an acoustic player. I don't even own an electric guitar. I've had Telecasters, Stratocasters, Gibsons and stuff, but as far as a pure electric guitar, I don't have one. They always end up in somebody else's hands. My philosophy is a little different when it comes to music than other people, but we all can't be the same. It's all about the sound. It don't matter what name's on the headstock. It don't matter how much you pay for it. If it works with you and it feels good and it sounds good to the owner, then that's really all that matters. I mean, we're not there to try to please. You can't please everybody, so you might as well please yourself.
That is a good sounding guitar.
It's got that low end growl to it. I think it's just because the tone was and how it was made. I wrote this song several years back. It was in my travels from going up north and coming back. I've told the story several times, but I know the exact place where I was, and the song came to me. This was probably the easiest song I ever wrote. Took notes as I was driving, going through the mountains in Tennessee. And when I got back, put it together, and it came out like in 2 days. It's done. It's called Moonshine on the Mountain. Out of Nashville for the east, don't feel right.
runs a broken road, only a few go. Hard luck and hard times, don't you know? Gotta make my way to low country, my old girl waits for me. Somewhere on the highway, going down from Tennessee.
Doesn't get much better than having.
Well, that's having a good story. I mean, that was
live music.
And when it comes to writing songs, yeah, you can change words up. I try to rhyme, but it's not necessary. And you know, we don't always tell the truth. And I remember that sign exactly. And in the song I wrote, well, the sign said Knoxville 99 miles, and I thought that sounds kind of corny. So I just changed it to the sign said Knoxville 100 miles. That fit a lot better.
That's right.
So, and you try to make it fit, try to make it flow. At least I do.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's nice to hear some live music being played, you know.
Can't beat it. In one take.
Kind of. That's it.
Yeah.
So, are you writing anything new now, or?
It's been a while. You know, I've got a lot of projects going on right now, and I really haven't sat down and wrote anything new. I've got some ideas, some different things I wrote down, you know, maybe younger memories, the town I came from. You know, I on the way here, there was a pretty bad accident up there on the curve. I don't know if you come that way or not. You know, the rescue people was there and things like that, you know, it pops in your head and it sticks, you know. I mean, I hope whoever it was survived. Yeah. On a winding road, and the truck rolled over. And just by describing what I saw, I could probably maybe put that back into a song somewhere. You know, songs don't have to stay on point about one subject. They can move around. Change topics.
So, how long have you written? You understand what I'm saying?
The first song I wrote was probably when I was probably about 40 years ago. Bite fish, bite fish, bite. Sun's going down and the wind's just right. You know, and it was about a fishing song. Being out there, I used to fish the rivers up north for a lot of smallmouth. And I had time to think. And yeah, it was a song about fishing. I started taking lessons when I was 12 years old. My teacher was Mrs. DeWitt from Richmond, Indiana. She's probably long gone by now. But I took lessons from her. Just, you know, Little Black Egg, Yellow Roses of Texas, and Johnny B. Goode, and all those old songs. You know, I was learning those when I was 13, 14 years old. So I've been playing for a long time, and writing, it could be difficult. I mean, I've been around different songwriters, and one thing I've learned is you can't be afraid to go down the rabbit hole. You don't know where it's leading, you don't know where you're heading, but you got to start somewhere, and that's at the beginning. And once you get moving and writing a song and get that first word, the first sentence, and then expand on it and keep going. I've studied some songwriters and tried to use some of their ideas, not steal them, but at least try to mix them with what I have in my brain. So, to answer your question, there was a period probably about, I'd say about 10 to 15 years ago where I really just, the gates opened up and I had songs coming at me from all different directions to the point where I was trying to remember everything I wrote, you know. So right now I'm recycling, going back around, trying to find some of the old ones and bring them back to life.
So do you just start playing the guitar and words come to you, or do you write words and then put music to it?
A little bit of both. I'm always trying to doodle with the guitar, trying to think different chord progressions. I don't understand music theory. Some of the chords I play, I don't even know what the names are. But, you know, I try to put something together that maybe, you know, that has a nice ring to it, and then try to work that into a song. You know, just things like that where you can tie them in. The words, I think for the most part, to tell a story with the least amount of words. To try to make a visual postcard description with the least amount of words. So first of all, you gotta have a story. Most of the songs that I write probably are like 2 or 3 pages, but by the time I get through with them, you know, I cut a lot out.
You know that song you just sang, Moonshine on the Mountain? Mm-hmm. When you're singing that song, the video's playing in my head. You understand what I mean?
Right. It was,
you can visualize.
It was in the middle of the night. Yeah, I did leave Nashville. Leaving 40 East out of Nashville. Don't seem right, because I wanted to be in Nashville, right? But as I'm driving there, going around these winding roads on 40 East, you know, the moon was out. It was moonshine, and it was shining on the mountains. And you could see these house lights, you know, where you know people live there up on these mountains and stuff. And the song, that's what it's about. It's about the moon shining on the mountain. Up there runs a broken road, only a few go.
See, when you said moonshine on the mountain, I was thinking the other moonshine in the jug. you know what I mean?
It was, like I said, it was a bright midnight, and the moon was shining on the mountain. There's moonshine on the mountain. A simple, when you talked about, you know, what ideas might pop into it, I seen it. I seen the moonshine on the mountain. What was I doing? Well, I just left Nashville. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, then from there, and the reason leaving loved ones behind, getting on with my life, I was coming back from a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to make my way to Low Country. My girl Pearl waits for me.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl is my dog. That's my dog's name, Pearl.
Okay.
Yeah, she passed away here in February. But yeah, my girl Pearl waits for me, and that was my dog. So now you know something about the song. No, it had nothing to do with alcohol. No.
That's a good song.
I thought so. It was a quick, easy song. Real song. I mean, real easy. It just told a quick story. Been down here 17 years, and it was a culture shock. I never had stewed cabbage before I moved here, and I liked that. And collard greens, oh yeah, I'm in that too. You know, I like that. Buford stew, you know, I never even didn't know how to shuck an oyster. You know, I'm a Midwestern boy, we didn't have those things. So between the food and some of the culture, and you know, it was a different place, different environment. It'd be like somebody from here moving to California trying to fit in. Not really fit in, but trying to adapt. So I thought, well, I'm going to write a song about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll play it for you. The name of it's called Mississippi Lady. Has nothing to do with a lady. But I like the way that sounded off my tongue. Mississippi Lady. Mississippi Lady. It's got a nice little ring to it. So I come up with that title, and the subject was basically what I thought of the South, whether it be in Charleston or be Southern in general. And I thought, Mississippi Lady. Come to find out, Jim Croce wrote a song called Mississippi Lady. I had no idea, but it's a completely different type of song. My take on the South. Mississippi River rolling wide and slow, heading down south to the Gulf of Mexico. Louisiana Cajun cooking on my mind, stomping on the floor and have a good time. Buy old banjo breaking low down on the tune, a good old number you always do. Jumping
jump up on your feet and hoot and yell. Jambalaya, turtle pie, so smell swell. Mississippi lady, if you please. Truck tires light out on the interstate. Hurry, hope for supper, y'all don't wanna be late. Company coming over on a Saturday night. Wanna play Delta music and the fool fly. City folks busy, talking politics. Nice little sipper at the ministers. We say amen after we say grace. And if you come on down, we'll even save you a place. Gators ain't a problem if you don't act like a fool. All the southern folks knows their home too. Mind your mama's manners and respect the land. Cast your running water full in my hand. Mississippi lady, if you please. Welcome back again when you can stay a little while. Remember where you're from and leave us with a smile.
I like that.
Now, you know, they're southern folks are very hospitable. Oh yeah, they got good manners. They treat people with respect. But when you're done, go back to where you came from. Y'all come back again when you can stay a little while. Remember where you're from. Leave us with a smile.
That's an
Am I wrong?
That's an analogy.
Yeah. Well, that's how it came out.
Well, see, if you had not told me you were from the Midwest, I wouldn't have known that. You know what I mean?
Well, the song wasn't exactly right about here in Cottageville, Somerville, Charleston, whatever. I got another one for that. But it was kind of in general things I experienced, you know, and things I thought about the South. Gators ain't a problem if you don't act like a fool.
That's right. And I've been out several places in the Midwest and different places. Met good people pretty much everywhere.
Hard workers. Hard work the land. Mind your mama's manners and respect the land.
That's right. Now, I know your songs is on WVFF 97.7, but if anyone wants to book you a place somewhere or download a song of yours,
well,
you have anything?
You know, I've been using
any way to do that?
Did I give you one of those? Did I give you one of mine? Okay, I didn't know if I gave you one. You know, I mean, I tried a couple different free places, I guess, free apps, media apps, SoundCloud. You can find a lot of my stuff on SoundCloud. I've got a few videos on YouTube, and that's pretty much it. You know, I didn't expect to make a lot of money playing music, so I wasn't gonna spend a lot of money, right? So yeah, I just, you know. But yeah, SoundCloud, you can find me on YouTube, you can find me on. We did a really good video several years ago outside of Gatlinburg in Cades Cove. And it's a seasonal song. It's just called The Last Winter. Mm-hmm. And I don't play that very often because, it is seasonal. I mean, nobody wants to hear a song about wintertime when it's August. But it'll come back around.
And so if anyone wants to hire you to play somewhere, book you for something, is there a way to get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me on social media, Facebook. I've got a picture of my card. It's got a QR code on it where they can scan it, take you directly to my music links. And S Hawk, I come up first. ESS. As soon as you type it in, they're in. You know, it's kind of like A1 Locksmith. As soon as you tie in A1, bang, there it is. So yeah, there's no other S Hawks out there. So I like that.
That's good.
ESS Hawk. I may have a card. I'll give you
and
a card for it.
And there's probably 10 million of them with my name or more.
It's pretty common. Yeah, John and Martin both. That's both pretty common. I think this song was appropriate. I'll play this one for you. It's another one I wrote. This was a combination of places, of doing things. Charleston. It's called Summertime in Charleston. And at one time, I think I heard that I submitted a CD and they played it at a River Dogs ball game. And during the intermission between innings, they played one of the songs.
Really?
Summertime in Charleston. You know, you think about everything there is to do in this area. I mean, between the beaches to the historical, you know, buildings, you know, the culture, the food, the ocean. I mean, you name it, there's just a lot of stuff to do here. And you don't have to travel far, and you're in Myrtle Beach or Savannah or even upstate. And I've traveled all over South Carolina.
And our winters are mild enough that you can pretty much do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
Pretty easy song. It's patterned after 12-bar blues. It's called Summertime in Charleston. Better take a shot of water on this one. Things that I've experienced, things that I've seen, things to do in the summertime.
Summertime, sunshine. Charleston, summertime and sunshine in Charleston. You can walk in the sun and have all kinds of fun in Charleston. Old Well Wheels now just can't be beat, and there's a seafood joint jumping just down the street. The music and the night. Best around for an old holy city in a smooth southern town. They say the place is haunted, but I don't care. I'll take a cold iced tea and a cool rocking chair. Summertime, sunshine in Charleston. Summertime, sunshine in Charleston. You can walk in the sun.
Yourself some snacks, and we'll be right back with more from Spotlight in the Lowcountry here on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio.